A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then the Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hi, everyone. We're back at the clinic for another episode of the Guinea Pig. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Mariam. As it's just the two of us today, I thought it'd be really nice to chat about our own personal health and beauty regimes. We've had so many great people on recently, and I wondered whether either of us have changed anything or learnt anything or kind of adopted any great new regimes. So we could talk about diet and skincare and supplements and all sorts of things.
That sounds like a great idea. I know you were just doing a little fast. Do you want to tell us about it?
Sure. Well, I'm always just doing a little something because as anybody who's kind of maybe read me in Vogue or read my work anywhere over the last 10, 15 years, I am constantly struggling with my diet, my weight issues. I'm not enormous, but I'm genetically predisposed to be huge. So diet is a word that I know is not a great word, but keeping myself in check is something that I try to do a lot of the time. I've just recently finished yet another fast.
Which one did you
do
this time?
It's not yet another fast because I'm not always fasting. But this time I tried something which I really quite believe in, which is I've just done a week of something called Prolon.
Oh, I did that as well.
Did you?
I did indeed. I tried it. It was interesting. I want to hear what you're... So for those of you who don't know, Prolon is something that helps to mimic fasting. It's a prepackaged 5-day course, basically. It's a food regimen to help reset your clock, essentially. And so there's been a lot of research that says intermittent fasting is really good for rejuvenating your organs, for detoxing, and also subsequently you can lose weight as well on because they're severely calorie restricted. So it's an idea that you have prepackaged every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner with some snacks, and for that 5 days you stay away from also from any of the other things that might be bad, like caffeine, coffee, tea, no sugar, obviously. It's a vegetarian-based program. So what did you think of it?
Well, the idea is also that you'd do it for 5 days over 3 months. So you would do it three times, and that it's a water mimicking fast. So your body basically thinks that you're only on water, but you're getting a few perks.
You take a lot of supplements.
A friend of mine told me about liposome. Is that the right pronunciation of it? I take Ultrient, and I take vitamin C. Yeah, and I take vitamin B, and I take them because they've got a 98% absorption. They come like a gel. I put them into a little bit of water, and I can almost immediately feel, particularly with a B, at first you can feel sometimes tiny, tiny bit sick. I'm so used to it now that I don't, but there's no pause between swallowing it and it going into your system, which I really like the idea of.
You know, now that I do what I do, I see that as we get older, our face, our bony structures change dramatically. And so, you know, for sort of quite superficial reasons, I take a calcium and a vitamin D, but not always. I probably take it 3 times a week. I'm not a big, I can't remember to take
supplements. I can't remember to take anything.
So my dad actually brings me sometimes, and sometimes when I'm in the States, I buy like these little chocolate forms of calcium and vitamin D. And
so, it's typical.
So then I remember.
Then you remember.
Then I might pop
it on your desk.
Yeah, no.
This weekend, which was boiling hot in London, my daughter got very sunburned. And she came back and she put your gold mask on.
Yes.
Because she was feeling so burnt and so sore. Is that a good thing to do
yes.
if you've got sunburn? Was that a good idea?
Yes, it is. Because it's filled. The one that I have is very cooling on the skin. And
yes.
it has also has some vitamin C in it. And it okay. has nicotinamide, which is an anti-inflammatory to help bring down
she
inflammation.
She did look better. She wore it for about 40 minutes, your mask.
Oh, my gosh.
She looked much better.
She didn't need to wear it that long.
Walking around the house with a gold face.
But I do think that it's really important that, you know, you have to protect your skin, because once you've gotten to that point, you've
damaged
it.
So once you have sort of burnt yourself, it's not a bad idea to put on a sort of good
cooling mask. Yes,
yes.
Okay. It's something that has anti-inflammatory. You can take a paracetamol, ibuprofen, decrease swelling, you know, pain associated with it. But cooling is generally, take an oatmeal bath, you know, if it's on the body. Lots of different things that can be done.
And that episode of The Guinea Pig will be available in full in a week's time on all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast. The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.